Now at 11, stunning accusations against the Bay Area nursing home where six patients have died from the coronavirus.
My wife, she's a nurse assistant. She's tested positive. They told my wife, you can come back to work.
Tonight, the serious questions about safety at this facility.
A big week for holiday celebrations, but churches are now taking their services online.
Some Bay Area restaurants are forced to change their business model due to the shelter-in-place order. Could grocery service be the thing that helps them weather the storm?
Now at 11 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, the coronavirus turns deadly at yet another Bay Area nursing home. Good evening, I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Ken Bastida. KPIX 5's Joe Vasquez is in Hayward, where family members of patients and staffers have raised some troubling questions about the facility.
Alameda County health officials now report six residents of this nursing facility have died as a result of the coronavirus. 59 people here have tested positive. That's 35 residents and 24 staffers. Tonight, we watched as mortuary workers in head-to-toe protective gear arrived here at the Gateway Care and Rehab Center in Hayward to take away one of the bodies.
My wife, she's a nurse assistant. She's tested positive.
We also talked to two men who are married to two staffers who tested positive. They insist their wives were told they had to come to work, even though they were infected with the coronavirus.
They told my wife, you can come back to work. Just have to wear a mask and be careful.
But she's positive.
She's positive, of course. Of course, she's never going to come back to work.
After she got diagnosed positive, the employer called, and then one of the employees, the supervisor, told my wife that, oh, you can still come to work. And I said, no, I mean, this is against the law, because we've been told that if you are diagnosed positive, you're supposed to be isolated.
Both women have decided to stay home. We reached out to management at Gateway. So far, no response.
They're not just residents here. They belong to somebody. They're somebody's grandmother, somebody's mother.
Jaime Patino's 84-year-old grandmother is a resident here. The family was told she's healthy, but no one at the facility told the family anything about the number of coronavirus cases here.
I'm even more upset now.
Patino, who also happens to be a Union City Council member, wants answers.
The protocols put in place by CDC and state officials is that they do not come in if they test positive. So that's ridiculous.
The Alameda County Public Health Department says it has formed a special task force to investigate the nursing home outbreaks. In Hayward, Joe Vasquez, KPIX 5.
Less than 10 miles down the road from the facility in Hayward, Alameda County officials are also investigating a nursing home in Castro Valley. The East Bay Post-Acute Center reports 17 staff members and 9 residents have tested positive.
Well, a skilled nursing facility in Riverside County had to be evacuated today because the employees who work there are not showing up for work. More than 80 residents at the Magnolia Rehabilitation and Nursing Center are being moved to other locations. This after 13 employees failed to show up for work over the past 2 days. At least 34 of the residents have tested positive at the nursing home, and at least 5 of the employees.
Today, the U.S. saw more deaths from the coronavirus than any other since the outbreak started. According to Johns Hopkins University, more than 1,900 people died from the infection today, bringing the total number to nearly 15,000. Meanwhile, here in California, the number of cases passed the 500 mark. New projections show we could be just days away from the peak number of cases requiring hospitalization. Researchers at the University of Washington in Seattle say the peak should happen at around April 13th, which is next Monday.
Well, state leaders and health officials are now discussing the next steps after the number of new cases starts to subside. Experts say that some restrictions will likely be lifted around the start of summer, while others may remain in place.
Wearing masks in public, maybe people who are older would be encouraged to stay home. Remember the governor's proclamation of mid-March, take some seats out of the bars, take every other stool out of the bar, that kind of stuff.
This incident is a marathon, maybe even an ultra marathon. It's going to be a while.
And experts say a lighter lockdown would require widespread testing and tracing to prevent new outbreaks from starting up.
Tonight marks the start of Passover for members of the Jewish faith. It's also Holy Week for Christians, but the celebrations will look a lot different this year because of the pandemic. KPIX5's Andrea Nakano shows us how faith leaders have found new ways to bring their congregations together.
It all started for the Jewish community tonight as they celebrated Passover Seder. Typically, generations would gather around one table, but tonight they gathered around their electronic devices.
We've had a couple weeks to practice with Zoom with the grandparents, so everybody hopefully has the capability.
Stephanie Dornhelm and her family are staying virtually connected as they celebrate Passover Seder while making some adjustments to their family tradition.
I would not say it's brought us closer together, but we are grateful that we live in a time and a place where everybody can get online, and that even though we can't be together physically, we can all be together in that way.
Other congregations are also learning the new way of worship.
And we're honored that you have decided to let us into your home.
This is an online service held by Glide Memorial on Palm Sunday, and another busy weekend is ahead as the church prepares for a lineup of Easter services on Zoom.
Now we have to bring art and beauty and aesthetics and spirit into that space.
Minister Marvin White says this has been a challenging time for his congregation. During this time of isolation, White says many are looking for that human connection that only a service at church can offer.
So much of church is about connection and physicalizing spirit. You know, so, you know, we hold hands and we embrace one another. We give the kiss of peace.
Whatever your faith, they're encouraging you to log on to their website. Not only will you find services, but activities for children to celebrate this virtual holiday. In San Rafael, Andrea Nakano, KPIX 5.
We want to see how you and your family are celebrating Passover. Here's a look at some photos and videos you've sent to us of your Seder tables. Send us your pictures on social media using the hashtag KPIX.
The Chopper 5 showing the Grand Princess cruise ship leaving San Francisco Bay tonight after a stopover for supplies. We have learned 9 Northern California passengers who were on board that cruise to Hawaii are now suing. The lawsuit claims Princess Cruise Lines and its parent company Carnival knew that the ship was infected with coronavirus and didn't do enough to protect the passengers. 21 people tested positive for the virus while on board that ship. That's since increased to 103 people. 2 passengers and a crew member died.
Well, here's something you do not want to see on public transit these days. Take a look. Check out this packed muni bus. It's kind of impossible to social distance when passengers are literally crammed in shoulder to shoulder. Today was a first for SFMTA, running only 17 muni lines. The transit agency is telling people not to take muni unless they absolutely have to. To help ease the burden, the Golden Gate Transit District is offering local service on its typical commuter buses.
Well, as the shelter in place enters its second month, many people are trying to use online grocery delivery services, but with overwhelming demand, services like Instacart, Safeway, Grocery Delivery, and Amazon Fresh just don't have many delivery times available. As KPIX5's Katie Nielsen tells us, that's where some local businesses are stepping up to help.
Inc. 82 Brewing here in Dublin was forced to close their dining room because of the shelter in place order. But for the last 2 weeks, they've completely changed their business model. They're now doing drive up grocery orders.
Thank you. Have a good day.
John Samples opened Inc. 82 Brewing 3 years ago and worried the shelter in place order could put them out of business.
We had about 30 employees that I had to let know that, hey, I can't really keep you guys on. So I did end up laying them off.
But as John looked at the food available from his wholesalers, he found a way to pivot.
Since a lot of restaurants close their dining rooms, the food vendors have a lot of food, so we can get the items that the grocery stores can't get.
He's now hired back 75% of the staff to help with the grocery business.
It's just so worth it to be able to support the local business and not to have to go into a store.
Here's how it works. You can go on the Inc. 82 website, order what you want from their list of items, then pull up outside and someone will gather your food, bag it, and deliver it right to the back of your car.
And I thought it was a fabulous idea, and now, you know, I heard that other restaurants are starting to do it.
California Pizza Kitchen is offering meal kits along with bread, juice, milk, and pasta. Lazy Dog restaurants are offering different kits like backyard barbecue, pizza night, and brunch. Edible Arrangements will deliver boxes of fresh fruits and vegetables, and Panera Bread is offering household staples.
Inc. 82 Grocery.
Back at Inc. 82, John says their supply on paper products is their competitive advantage.
Toilet paper and paper towels, definitely a hit.
Inc. 82 says they're going to continue to do the grocery orders until the shelter in place is over. Then they're going to start brewing again and getting their focus back on the beer. In Dublin, Katie Nielsen, KPIX 5.
Breaking news in Fremont, a deadly shooting in a parking lot of a Lucky's grocery store. It happened around 7:30 this evening on Maury Avenue. Police were still at the scene within the past half hour. Investigators say the victim, a man in his 20s or 30s, was in the parking lot with a group when he was approached by a dark-colored SUV. After an argument, police say someone in the SUV fired at the victim and then sped off. This is Fremont's first homicide of the year.
Well, some Bay Area residents who left town to shelter in place are being told go back home. Tonight, the vacation destinations that say outsiders are not welcome.
Joe Biden now has a clear path to the Democratic presidential nomination. The new signs he could be leaning toward California Senator Kamala Harris as a running mate.
And some Bay Area nurses hard at work fighting the coronavirus get a big surprise, a pep talk from Warrior star Steph Curry.
Thank you to you, the whole staff, everybody. We are praying for you, thinking about you guys. I want to just hope, you know, just thank you personally.